case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Have you ever considered changing up the hairstyle?
I would like to, but I know that my face shape does not suit many hairstyles. Everyone's like, why don't you cut it short? I'm like, because I literally look like the moon, so it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Like, no joke, I will put a photo up of my face compared to the moon emoji, and you spot the difference.
Okay, that's harsh, but I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could find a haircut that suits.
No, tried a lot. Sorry to burst your bubble.
All right. Well, so you haven't considered ever trying out a mullet?
Oh, definitely not.
No mullet? Well, that's fair enough.
Have you?
Well, maybe now.
Okay.
Because the Black Dog Institute are doing mullets for mental health. You may have seen this on social media. I've seen a few things around on Facebook. Mullets for mental health. And it's pretty much where men, women and children can shave themselves a mullet for mental health.
I do like this idea because it's a really good talking point. Like, that's
absolutely
one of the fun things about Movember when it comes up is you know that, like, why people are doing it. It starts a conversation.
And with a mullet. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then with a mullet, like, people, it starts being like, oh, why are you doing that kind of thing?
Why all of a
sudden
a mullet?
And then it starts the conversation, which is really good.
What's the deal with mental health and things to do with hair?
I think it's just easy because everyone has it's a common thread that people can alter.
Everyone has mental health and, well, we can't say everyone has hair, but everyone can had hair at some point in their life.
Yeah, most people did or can try and grow facial hair. My favourite thing is people in Movember trying to grow a mo and you're like,
Chris, who used to be on the Brekkie Show here, he grows a pathetic moustache. And I don't think he would be offended for me to say that.
How do you go with the moustache?
I go all right. It just takes a bit for me to get going.
Oh, okay, fair
and
enough.
Once I'm going, I'm good. But there has been an article published about how to cut a mullet at home. You may think it's just, you know, trim the top and cut the bottoms. It's not, though. The first step is to obviously let your mop grow out so that you've got a lot to play with. Step two is clippers. I would have thought like going
scissors.
Yes, not clippers. What do you call them?
A razor?
Buzz cut. Buzzing the hair
a
with
shaver,
the electric.
Yeah,
one of those ones. Apparently clippers. Do it the more sensitive way that way. Step three, obviously you start with the fringe. Get rid of the fringe, deal with the fringe and then deal with the rest.
Yeah, but some people like with their mullets, you look back at Billy Ray Cyrus, he had a bit of a fringe going with his mullet.
Well,
and
a
same
photo
like
of him
with
here.
Miley Cyrus as well.
Miley's.
When she cut her mullet, she had a bit of a fringe going.
There's a photo of Billy Ray Cyrus here about with his mullet. It doesn't look how I imagined it, but
this is a very fluffy mullet.
This is quite fluffy.
Because you can get different kinds of mullets. You can get like the shaggier kind of surfer dude mullet, and then you can get like the fluffier ones, or you can just get the straight ones. It kind of changes it up.
That's right. The fourth step is to trim the sides. Obviously, you got to shape it a little bit. Step five is to chop. It's time to cut the top off and just chop the rest of it. And step six is to blend or not to blend. If you blend, you know, the sides, it does look quite stylish.
For some people. Some people can pull it off. Some people, not so much.
I think I might give Phoebe a mullet.
Oh, God.
Phoebe.
That poor child.
It's a dog.
She's a child.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.